have, I believe, Bernstein Family Realty, LLC. I have a large list of parties who are appearing, so I'm just going to call them in the order they appear in my Zoom list. Ms. Feinman, good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Heidi Feinman for the U.S. trustee.
Mr. Bax, good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Michael Bax, the trustee.
Mr. Rose, good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Rose on behalf of Ted S. Bernstein as successor trustee, and Mr. Bernstein is also on one of the Zoom windows.
Very good, and good morning to Mr. Ted Bernstein. Let's see Mr. Daniel Bernstein.
Good morning, Your Honor. Daniel Bernstein here.
Mr. Jacob Bernstein.
Good morning, Your Honor. Jake here.
Let's see Mr. Joshua Bernstein.
Good morning, Your Honor. I'm here.
Let's see Ms. Candace Bernstein.
Hello, Your Honor. Yes, Candace Bernstein here.
Thank you. Mr. Elliot Bernstein.
Hi, Your Honor. I'm here, and I'd like to make a brief opening statement to the court, which may be...
Mr. Bernstein, we need to wait until all the appearances are
in. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant after that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Ms. Hoag?
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Hillary Hoag, and I'm a member of the Guardianship Improvement Task Force, and I'm an observer.
Thank you. Good morning. Ms. Good morning. Fleming? I have Ms. Luann Fleming. Did you wish to appear? You are on mute. If you're on a phone, it will be star six. Let's see. Ms. Garcia?
Good morning, Your Honor. Observing.
Okay, let's see. And Mr. Schreiberg?
Good morning, Your Honor. Bradley Schreiberg on behalf of secured creditor, the estate of Walter Somm and Patricia Somm.
All right. So,
Your Honor,
I know
this is Luann Fleming. I am just an observer from Basis Radio. Okay.
Very, very good. Thank you and good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So before we jump into the two matters that I have on the calendar tomorrow, this morning, that is a motion filed by Mr. Bax at ECF 40. And then a motion filed by Mr. Elliot Bernstein at ECF 44. I'd like to give a little review of how we have procedurally got to today. This is currently a Chapter 7 case for a limited liability company of Florida. Limited liability company, it's Bernstein Family Realty. The case was commenced by the filing of an involuntary petition back in April. There were three petitioners on that involuntary petition, and each of them are participating in the hearing this morning. Now, they signed the involuntary petition. On the involuntary petition itself, it indicates that each of them are creditors. If you read the attachment, there's a lengthy attachment to the petition. It's fairly clear that they are not creditors of the debtor. In fact, it appears that each of them is the beneficiary of a trust, and each of those trusts is an equity owner in the debtor. And so they are, at best, the beneficiary each of an equity
Your
owner
Honor,
in the debtor.
Excuse me.
This is also made clear in the statement in the attachment that whatever right they have against the debtor is for capital investment. And that's literally stated in the attachment. And so, and likely it's not actually true that the individuals have a right to return of capital. The trusts have a right to return of capital if the attachment is correct.
It's incorrect,
so it's very
Your
likely
Honor.
That none of the petitioners were actually appropriate creditors under Section 303. What normally happens when an involuntary petition is filed, the clerk issues a summons, and then the petitioners are required to serve the petition and the summons on the alleged debtor. In this case, the alleged debtor, again, is the Florida Limited Liability Company. As of this morning, that entity remains dissolved on the Florida Corporation's website and has no manager, according to the Florida Corporation's website. Also, apparently, at the time of the petition, the registered agent for the alleged debtor had resigned, and so the summons and the petition were served on the Florida Secretary of State. Now, there was no response to the involuntary petition for fairly obvious reasons, and that is that the petitioners are in control of the alleged debtor, and of course they did not want there to be a response. So why was the petition filed when it was? This is also apparent from the attachment to the petition.
There has been a foreclosure action in Florida State Court. There had been a judgment obtained, I believe, on behalf of Mr. Schraberg's clients. And they were moving forward with a sale, and so the bankruptcy was instituted to prevent that sale. The property in question is a single-family residence. It appears to be the only real asset of the Bernstein Family Realty LLC, and I believe that the petitioning creditors live in that property. And so the petition was filed to prevent the sale of the property. Why was this not a voluntary petition? Well, apparently the answer is that the entity had been dissolved and there was no manager. And so there was nobody to file a voluntary petition. Now, no matter how a case is commenced, whether it be by a voluntary petition filed by the entity or an involuntary petition, a very important thing happens at the moment that the petition is filed. The automatic stay comes into play. That's a statute in Title 11, Section 362, and it prevents any creditor activity with regard to the alleged debtor in an involuntary or the debtor and later debtor in possession against that entity to collect any debt that existed previously or against any property that was owned by that entity. So creditors are prevented from taking action, and if creditors do take action, then in this circuit, that action would be void unless they had sought relief from stay, meaning it would have no legal impact whatsoever. So once the case is started, this was a Chapter 11 case. In a Chapter 11 case, it is presumed that the debtor becomes the debtor in possession and remains in possession of its property, which here is primarily a single-family residence, and also maintains control over the course of what should be a reorganization effort. The debtor, once the order relief is entered, and even before that, as the alleged debtor, has some extremely important tasks that fall on it. The very first task is to provide the court with a list of creditors. Until a list of creditors is filed, and we call it a matrix, we have a secret bankruptcy. There is an automatic stay, but nobody knows about it officially. The clerk is without power to send notice to anyone. And that means creditors are put in the position of potentially violating the stay, of taking actions which would be void, and having no knowledge that the bankruptcy exists. Also importantly, the absence of the matrix means that the United States trustee, which is a special arm of the Justice Department, whose duty it is in general to oversee the administration of bankruptcy cases, in particular Chapter 11 cases, cannot convene a meeting of creditors as required by Section 341 of the Bankruptcy Code. So really, the basic start of a case cannot happen without the matrix. The debtor also has other duties. The debtor has to file schedules of assets and liabilities. That lets everyone know what there is and who may be making claims against it. And also, a statement of financial affairs. Each of those things and other documents need to be filed under oath by somebody who can represent that they act on behalf of the debtor. But here, at least as of today, the official records don't show that anyone can act on behalf of the debtor. And then, perhaps a more difficult problem for this particular debtor, a entity such as the Bernstein Family Realty LLC can do nothing at all in federal court without a lawyer. And so as soon as the order for relief was entered, I, as I often do, set a status conference in the case. It became clear to me that there were a number of parties who are interested in the case. There's, of course, the three petitioners, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, Candace Bernstein. I still don't know exactly what your relationship is with the debtor. And then there were also some creditors who appeared. After that initial status conference, I entered an order directing the debtor, again, an entity, to hire counsel because I had a Chapter 11 with an entity with no captain at the ship because there was no manager and with nobody at the rudder because there was no lawyer. And so I had a second status conference. When I got to that second status conference, the debtor had still failed to comply with other orders entered by the court requiring that the matrix, schedule, statement of financial affairs, and other documents be filed, and the debtor still didn't have a lawyer. And so I entered a longer order
giving new deadlines for filing all the required documents to have a bankruptcy case, and also a deadline for there to be a lawyer who make an appearance in the case, the debtor file a engagement agreement, an application to retain counsel, a disclosure by that counsel. All of this is addressed in that order. None of that happened. So the United States trustee filed a motion under Section 1112B asking that the court find that there is cause. There are there's a very significant list of reasons why the court can find cause under 1112B. That is not a dispositive list. There are other things. The trustee made, I think, four arguments. The United States trustee made four arguments. They were all serious problems with the case, including, I point out, lack of proof of insurance. And I set that matter for hearing. I had a hearing at which the real issues were there was no lawyer, there were no documents filed, there was no proof of insurance. Those were the issues at that hearing. I know there were some concerns raised about whether a particular creditor had died and whether certain claims that might be later subject to litigation in the bankruptcy are real and valid, and whether there are defenses somehow to a judgment already entered in the state court. None of that was relevant at the court's hearing on the U.S. trustee's motion to dismiss or convert. I ruled on that, and I converted the case. And so that's where we are today. We have a couple of things. We have a motion filed by the trustee, which points out that at least at the time he filed the motion, there still hadn't been almost anything done in the case. And he was worried that the case was going to be dismissed as a result. And the other is a claimed creditor, an interested party, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, asked that the court, that I disqualify from the case and that essentially the Chapter 11 be reinstated. So, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, you said you wanted to make a statement.
I do. Thank you, Your Honor. I'm still under medical care, super high blood pressure, and holding off a quadruple bypass to help my kids here. First off, Your Honor, when you said three trusts own this, Mr. Rose can tell you, since he had those trusts destroyed in a prior court hearing, there are no three trusts.
Okay, so, Mr. Bernstein?
Yes.
Mr. Bernstein, your three sons have represented specifically in writing that they are beneficiaries of three trusts.
No.
So if
no,
that's not true, then
no,
they have lied
no,
to the court.
No,
let me also
not,
point out
that's
to you, let
not
me go,
what
I want to go
represented.
Back, Mr. Bernstein, stop.
Yes.
When I speak, you should not speak.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back. I think it is very wise that each of the petitioners obtain independent counsel in this case. The United
we're
States
trying,
trustee
Your
is
Honor,
sitting in on this hearing through Ms. Feynman. Mr. Bernstein, when I'm speaking, you do not speak. It is possible that the filing of the petition in this case was a violation of Title 18. There are potential criminal penalties for the three individuals who filed the petition in this case.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, Mr. Bernstein, you may continue.
Okay, so, Your Honor, with no disrespect to you, I believe you should sua sponte disqualify or recuse, as you're now a material in fact witness to several ongoing frauds before the court, your court, which were stated on the June 1822 record directly to you and the U.S. trustee, who was given prior notice of the fraud going on, by my children's former counsel, Inger Garcia, and have now been proven before this court. First, Bradley Schraberg made a series of frauds on the court by representing from the start a dead Walter Samas' client.
Mr. Bernstein, people
yes.
telling me that they think others have defrauded them does not make me a witness
a
to
lawyer,
the fraud.
A lawyer, an officer so, of the court notified you, not me, Your Honor. Inger
I know,
Garcia
Mr. Bernstein,
put it on the
Mr.
record.
Bernstein, I just,
very
Mr.
Clearly.
Bernstein, you don't need to continue with that
okay,
argument.
But now, Mr.
Because
okay.
if, Mr. Bernstein, if you are correct, anyone telling me that they felt a fraud had occurred during the hearing would mean that I would not be able to rule on the case. That makes no sense. So you can go to the next argument.
Okay. Second, Bradley Schraberg stated perjuriously to the court repeatedly on the record that the final judgment in deceased Walter Sam's individual name had somehow transferred his interest to his wife, Patricia. I think you'll recall he said that twice to you.
Mr. Bernstein,
however,
could I ask you,
yep,
Mr. Bernstein,
yes,
I want you to focus on the issues.
I am.
What does that have to do with conversion of the case or your motion to disqualify?
Well, this all has to do with the motion to disqualify you.
Okay, can you explain how, let's say you are right and Mr. Schraberg has lied to me.
Yes.
How does that mean that I need to disqualify?
Well, because you're a material and fact witness, he's lied to you, so you'll be questioned by the U.S. attorney when they're brought in. And as you know, the trustee who has information on all this, and now the court does as of this morning, the U.S. attorney should have been called in by Heidi Feinberg, but I don't know how she didn't. She was notified about a dead man filing in your court before the last hearing and seemed to forget it, kind of like you're forgetting it now. But can I continue,
Mr. Bernstein, somebody filing or making a false statement in the federal court does not make the judge hearing the matter a material witness. I might need to rule on sanctions. I might need to rule on other matters, but it doesn't make me a material witness.
Okay, it may make
so I would not disqualify based on that.
It may make you a party to the crime if you knew Walter was dead prior to Inger Garcia putting it on the record.
Mr. Bernstein, I don't know the Sams at all. I know nothing about the background of the case, and there's no way I could be a party to any alleged crime in connection with those matters.
Excuse me, you also didn't disclose that Robert Sweetapple's daughter clerked for you, and Robert Sweetapple's part of the lower court process, is in the petitions numerous times as a party who started this fraud. And I think you should have firmly disclosed that to us up front after reading the initial petition.
I do not need to disclose the fact that 9 years ago, somebody was an intern for a number of weeks during the summer. Mr. Bernstein, when I'm talking, you don't talk. Mm-hmm. Let me point out that the court, I and all of my colleagues have interns. I have 2 summer interns this year. I've lost count of how many term law clerks I have had. Those people go out into the world. They are prohibited from working on anything that was in chambers at the time that they were employed in chambers. Other than that, they get to appear in matters. Many of the law firms in South Florida have law clerks, lawyers who are previously employed by my chambers and my colleagues. Mr. Schraberg's firm, I think, has 2 of my former law clerks. I do not need to disclose that in every case. I do not have ongoing relationships with them. Let me point out that Mr. Sweetapple's daughter was in chambers 9 years ago as a summer intern. As far as I know, I've had no contact with her since then. And my only contact with Mr. Sweetapple is that I was going to say he has appeared in some cases with me. I'm not sure that's true. I think his former partner has appeared in some cases with me. This is all not relevant to a motion to disqualify in this case. What else do you have?
Okay, well, I'd ask if you stay on as the jurist and hear the matters further, that you assure my children and family you'll immediately discharge your duties to report the frauds that have been reported to you by a licensed Florida attorney to the proper authorities, and take corrective actions that if Mr. Schraberg and Mr. Rose are propounding frauds on the court by representation that's illegal, that they be removed from the proceedings and sanctioned immediately, and my family protected by you, because we're in danger from your lack of action to do anything after an attorney notified you of fraud. Unless you're telling me you notified the U.S. attorney, but I see Mr. Schraberg here, and the guy ran a fraud on this court for since the beginning. He was representing a dead person. He now tried to substitute it for the estate, and the estate has no claim, so that's even more fraud because the final judgment's in the dead man's name through fraud in that court. There's so much fraud here. And, Your Honor, everything you asked for, we're trying to do, trying to get counsel, but Mr. Rose is at the helm of blocking us from getting funds for the kids to save this property that's theirs, that they put money into, to buy 2/3 of the money that purchased the home, other than the Sams note, which we have all intent of honoring my father's deal with the Sams. But Mr. Schraberg didn't even put in letters of testamentary to prove that the Sams are even aware of what he's pulling here in their deceased father and husband's name. This is so steeped in fraud, it needs
Mr.
to
Bernstein,
take a break.
Mr. Bernstein, I need to point out something very important to you that you probably have not understood.
Okay.
I acted on a motion filed by the United States trustee. If no one else had attended the hearing in support of that motion, I would have done exactly what I did at that prior hearing.
Great. I'm not questioning that.
Mr. Bernstein, stop.
Oh, okay.
If Mr. Schreiber had not appeared, if Mr. Rose had not appeared, if the Sims had not taken part in the case, dead or alive, I would still have granted that motion. That
okay.
motion was about what the debtor was doing in the case, not mm-hmm. anyone else.
Okay.
If I assure you that if I believe that there is a crime that is subject to federal investigation, I will report it as
okay.
my duty
That's
as a member of the Florida Bar.
Thank you, sir.
I have yet to see that in this case.
You will.
And so, but that is not what today is about, Mr. Bernstein. Today is about the trustee's motion and your motion explaining that I should disqualify based, at least initially, on the allegation that I was somehow biased as a result of retaining an intern 9 years ago who happens to be the daughter of a lawyer who apparently is opposing the debtor in some litigation that I know really nothing about at this stage. So let's go back to you. What is your relationship with the debtor in this case?
Well, now I'm the acting Bernstein family manager coming into so much fraud that it's unbelievable.
Okay, Mr. Bernstein,
in fact, I want
I'd
to address
like you to
that.
Focus, I want I'd to like you to focus okay. on my questions.
Yes.
I'd like you to focus on my questions. What do you mean by acting manager? Are you saying that the entity, who are the owners of the
okay.
Bernstein Family Realty, LLC, in your view, Mr. Bernstein?
Well, it was dissolved by a judge in the state court, BFR, and the assets were transferred to me and my wife. Mr. Rose is very
Wait, stop. Are you saying that Bernstein Family Realty, LLC, does not have any assets?
I'm saying it was judicially dissolved, I believe, and there's an order Mr. Rose is in possession of. I don't know why he hasn't put it down since he sought it.
Mr. Bernstein, if the Bernstein Family Realty has no assets at all, why do I have a bankruptcy case?
Well, because the assets were removed fraudulently, and that's what's going to... The onion's peeling here, sir. Right in your court, there's a massive fraud going on so many levels. So let me give you some of the answers. We went to the State Department...
I don't want to hear any... Mr. Bernstein,
I'm done with the answers.
I'm coming back to you.
Yeah.
So who chose you as the manager of Bernstein Family Realty,
My
LLC?
Children.
Okay. And so, and how do they have the power to do that? Are they the equity owners
They're
of
the
Bernstein
members.
Family Realty? Excuse me?
They're the members.
They're the members individually in their own names.
Correct. Well, there is no trust anymore. Mr. Rose dissolved that through a bunch more fraud in the lower court. But we'll get to that too.
Then why do they say in their own attachment to the petition that they are the sole beneficiaries of three irrevocable trusts?
They were. That's how Bernstein Family Realty...
They were in April?
Well, I believe they stated that they were that the BFR was held in trust at one point.
That isn't what they stated. They stated that they were then, at that time, the beneficiaries of three irrevocable trusts,
were.
Which were in turn the owners of Bernstein Family Realty, LLC.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. There's no misstatement there.
Okay, so that was all true.
Yes.
Okay, so, but there's no longer a trust for any
of them.
That
was dissolved by fraudulent activities of Mr. Rose, which we'll get into in this proceeding, no matter which way we take it.
All right.
When were you
selected as manager?
A few weeks ago, because when we contacted the State Department, it appears that somebody fraudulently changed the address from my brother's office address, because he was the manager of BFR at one point, to my address, and we still don't know, and we've been waiting for them to call us back and try to figure out how to make the change and get it done with the state. And there's also a matter of $1,000 that Mr. Rose, again, is holding up in the state court in a similar fraud to what he's doing here in this court, Your Honor. He, in fact, said he represents Ted S. Bernstein as the trustee of the Simon L. Bernstein Trust. I provided you a copy with the trust that he submitted at a validity hearing, and it was validated, and that trust clearly states Ted Bernstein cannot be the successor trustee as he's related to Simon Bernstein, and it also states Ted Bernstein is pre-deceased for all purposes of the trust. So yet again, we have another fraud that's continuing now in your court, and I'm hoping that as a federal judge, you take those steps you just assured me you'd take to protect my kids. Okay, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, to be quite honest. I'm quite sick and medicated, and I'm trying the best to protect my kids in a house they own. And you're being lied to in so many ways that that's got to stop. These parties got to be removed. They need to be investigated. I've already contacted some authorities and put in all their names as best as I can. I know the trustee, Michael, who's been very helpful, got that letter I wrote to him. Correct, Michael? Mr. Bass?
I'll let him talk in a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. So I had sent him a letter describing all this and the fact that once there is a fraud that's known, he needs to report it to the U.S. attorney, and the case most likely should be suspended till everybody's determined to not be a part of the fraud, and not disrespectfully you yourself, Your Honor. Meaning,
Mr. Bernstein,
yes.
Nothing in this case is going to be suspended. This is an ongoing Chapter 7 case right now,
okay.
Although there is, I think, a motion to dismiss filed.
Yeah, okay.
But I haven't reviewed that yet, and it'll be set for hearing.
What will be your action in the fraud issues if there is the fraud we're describing to you and that was reported to you by a licensed Florida attorney, not Elliot Bernstein?
Mr. Bernstein, as I said, I get to decide as a Florida lawyer and a member of the federal judiciary when I report things, but everybody on this meeting, if they were aware, all of the lawyers, if they were aware of a crime being committed, they also have an independent duty. And you yourself, of course, as a citizen,
yes,
can report to appropriate authorities that a crime has been committed, and
no,
and
it's
you,
in
you
progress,
should do that
Your
if
Honor.
You feel that that's appropriate.
It's in progress
but Mr. Bernstein,
right now.
That is, Mr. Bernstein, yelling back at me will really not make any difference.
I'm just concerned for my children's life. Your Honor, we had a bomb in our car,
Mr. Bernstein,
that blew up three cars next to
it. If you don't stop
it.
Talking, I will mute you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the problem with what's happening in this case is that your three sons have brought into play the very substantial power of the federal court in a bankruptcy matter. And now Mr. Bax has been appointed as trustee, and assuming that the case is not dismissed, he will be investigating everything in relation to this particular debtor. Not necessarily all of the things that you think are frauds, by the way. I'm not inviting or directing Mr. Bax to do anything in that regard. He will decide what's right. And right now what we have is, in my view, a completely unsupported motion to disqualify filed by somebody who apparently has been made the manager of the debtor in spite of the fact that the official records show nothing filed since 2016. It also says that you're a creditor. Could you explain how you're a creditor of this debtor?
Yeah, I put in a agreement me and my father had that funded BFR for many years, I believe over $1 million or so. So, you know, I'm looking to get that back if anything happens here, of course. So I put that.
There are deadlines, Mr. Bernstein, there are deadlines for the filing of claims that will be probably created in this case. You need to pay very close attention to that.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble, but I'm trying.
Okay.
And then,
all right. So, yeah, I'm going to go to Mr. Bax. So, Mr. Bax, you have a motion that's on today, ECF 40.
Thank you, Your Honor. Michael Bax, the trustee. Your Honor, I filed a motion because of the fact that when certain things aren't filed, the clerk of the court may automatically dismiss a case. I can't see really how this case proceeds forward based on the reasons I give, including that we still don't have required court filings with the court. We had a 341 meeting on July 6th. Nobody appeared on behalf of the debtor. There's many issues as far as the case going forward. And I have seen the motion Mr. Schraber filed yesterday where he is seeking to dismiss this case. The purpose of what I filed is that I wanted to give everyone an opportunity to explain why, based on the fact that we don't have certain filings with the court, why this case should not be dismissed as it normally would. when a debtor doesn't file what they're supposed to file. So really, if no petitioning creditor with actual standing or any other creditors comes forward today, I think it would be appropriate for the case to be dismissed, because I do not see how, for many reasons, this case could be a viable Chapter 7 proceeding where there would be a distribution for the benefit of general unsecured creditors.
Understood. Hold on a moment, everyone. So there's been a motion to dismiss filed, I think this morning, Mr. Schraber, yesterday.
After hours yesterday.
All right. Normally, I would set that out several weeks. Is there anybody who would object to me hearing that next week? We have on the call all three petitioning creditors, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, Ms. Candace Bernstein, a number of other parties. Is there anyone who would have, go ahead, who was that?
Hi, this is Candace Bernstein. I had to run to get a power cord. Yes, so, you know, everything that, you know, our family has done has been in good faith, trying to get this company reorganized, restructured, get the documents, you know, everything, get counsel. You know, we have had, there's money being held in the court registry. We've been trying to get to see counsel. So, you know, we definitely would love that opportunity, you know, to not be dismissed, stay here. I've also notified the trustee that, you know, I'm coming in as a potential buyer as well.
Understood. Are you also a creditor, Ms. Bernstein?
So I am in there like that as well, because I have been supporting Bernstein Family Realty. You know, this has been going on for about 10 years in probate court. And my best intentions are to work out something fairly with the songs.
She's been paying for the upkeep of the house.
I know, I'm trying to figure out, when you say supporting, do you mean personally putting money into Bernstein Family Realty?
Into the maintenance of the home.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Well, my question is, there's been a separate motion filed to dismiss the case. Now, let me remind everyone, when the United States trustee filed their motion that I heard a couple weeks ago, and I found that there was cause under 1112B, but there are two options at that time for the court if there's cause. There were three independent reasons that I gave for finding cause. One is dismissal and the other is conversion. And at that time, I selected conversion. Now there's a new motion to dismiss filed by Mr. Schraberg. And my question to all of you is, should I wait until the beginning of August to hear that, or should I hear it next week? Is there anybody who would be concerned with me shortening the notice period and hearing it next week?
I am, Your Honor, Elliot Bernstein.
Okay, can you explain why?
Yeah, because I just got their motion last night, and it's going to take me some time to research all that and oppose it with an argument.
All righty, we'll give the normal notice for a motion to dismiss. And that means also, I think, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, you filed another motion to reconsider.
Well, that was kind of partial answer to their stuff and notifying you of the Basque letter of fraud, et cetera, and putting it in the record so we have a good appealable case here.
Is this supplemental motion for reconsideration and response? Do you want me to consider that now? It was apparently filed this morning. So is that intended for me to consider in connection with today's hearing?
If you're holding off their motion, sure. It was intended.
No, you're misunderstanding my question. I'm not being clear enough. It was this filed in connection with today's hearing.
It was No, to their motion that was filed last night in the middle of the night that I've been up all night dealing with.
Okay, let me read the title of it to you, and then I'm going to try to figure out how it's in response to a motion filed last night that I haven't set for hearing yet.
Well, part
it
of
says,
it is...
creditor. Right. I'm going to read you the title.
Okay.
Creditor and interested party, Elliot Bernstein, creditor and acting agent, BFR manager, supplemental motion for reconsideration and response to trustee motion for delay and partial response to last-minute motion for improper parties, Joanna Sam as alleged representative of Walter Sam.
Right, what so it's the, kind
so
of both.
So this is not for today's hearing?
Well,
or
part, of
today's
it,
hearing?
Part of it was for today's hearing.
And part of it's not?
Correct.
Okay, I'm setting that for hearing along with the motion to dismiss.
Okay.
Let me ask a really basic question. Mr. Schraber, your client, you have a judgment. Can you answer loud, please?
Sorry, I was on mute. Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Is the judgment under appeal?
The judgment was not timely appealed by the borrower. It was appealed by Mr. Bernstein, Elliot Bernstein.
Was Mr. Elliot Bernstein a party to the action?
I don't believe so.
Yes.
I know he was living in the house at the time. I don't know. I'll defer to Mr. Rose, who was involved in that case.
I was sued.
I do not want to get deeply into this. All
I
right.
Was
so there's an appeal pending from that judgment, and where does that stand procedurally, just timing wise?
Yeah. No briefs have been filed. Just the notice of appeal has been filed. Mr. Bernstein filed a motion to stay the foreclosure pending the appeal. Judge Castanakis denied that motion. However, that motion, while it wasn't argued post-petition, was entered post-petition, and our motion to, we will also be filing a motion for stay relief to just retroactively allow that. No one
okay,
argued.
So... But the motion was, I'm sorry, the motion for stay was denied or granted?
Denied.
Okay, I get it.
Your Honor,
so,
Your Honor, just
yeah, that's
just, a, one more,
yes,
one
Mr.
more
Bernstein.
Pertinent piece on that. Judge Castanakis violated your stay order by ruling after the stay was in place on dismissing a whole bunch of things without any hearings.
I get that,
and
Mr.
the
Bernstein,
appeal is on, and by the way,
hold on.
The appeal
the
is on
that intention. Mr. Bernstein,
okay.
When I'm talking, you don't talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I doubt the state court did that intentionally. And there are ways to remedy that.
Okay.
So,
and the appeal is on stay by the appellate court. So I don't know what he's misrepresenting now.
Can you repeat that?
The appeal is on stay by the appeal court. And Mr. Schraber just misrepresented all that. So I don't know what
he didn't say any, Mr. Bernstein, he didn't say anything about that.
He said Judge Castanakis rejected.
He didn't say it at all.
He
didn't say that.
Well, we'll get the record.
I don't know what you heard, but he didn't say that.
I'll get the record.
All right. Okay. So, right. And arguing about stuff like that is really not helpful. Because what we have right now is a bankruptcy case where there's still no lawyer for appearing for the debtor, where there is somebody speaking as supposedly the manager who is actually not reflected as the manager in the official records of the state of Florida. Mr. Bax, I'm very curious. You had a 341 meeting. What happened?
Nobody appeared on behalf of the debtor, Your Honor.
Wow. Mr. Bernstein, on July 6th, were you the manager of the debtor?
I was.
Why were you not at the 341 meeting?
I didn't know about it.
You didn't know about
it. And my kids,
okay.
Nobody.
So I assume that you speak to the petitioners who are your sons?
Yeah.
Are they able to read?
Yeah.
They all got the notice. So
they
nobody
did?
Showed up.
Well,
what
we
I
haven't
have here
gotten
is
that.
A case filed as a litigation tactic.
How did we get that
where
notice?
No one cares to do anything, be quiet. Where no one cares to do anything required under the bankruptcy code except sling mud. And the case is very likely to be dismissed. I will be entering a brief order shortening the notice period for the motion to dismiss. It will be heard next week. This case, Mr. Bernstein, it is a very good idea if you obtain criminal counsel for you and your three sons.
Yeah, you
I
too.
I strongly advise that.
I advise
if
same for
If there's
you.
Anything that should be reported to the Justice Department,
It is the filing of the petition in this case, so far. That is the one thing I've heard that is potentially a criminal violation. Mr. Bax, your motion is granted. You may submit an appropriate order on 40.
A threat,
I'll do a written order on 44. We are done with this case today. I do not intend to hear any more presentation.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
And you struck the matrix.
All right. Let's see. I believe, is court in recess until 1:30? Yes. Court is in recess.
Recording stopped.
You made me run around, so by the time I had to talk, I was out of breath and shaking.
Don't worry.
I couldn't even talk.
Don't worry. He's going back to those guys right now and saying, get this fuck out of here.